Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 15th day of Nisan, the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, being recorded, of course, on Chol HaMoed, Masechet Nazir, Perek Hay, Mishnah Hay. We learned before Machlokes between Besham and Besil about Hekdesh Tos. If a person makes a Hekdesh by mistake, is it Hekdesh or not? Rabbi Besham say yes, Besil say no. And we're going to find that this same machlokes extends itself in the story of a nazir. Hoyim halchin baderech. If people are walking along the road, there's six people walking along the road together. Ve'echad ba'kenegdan. There's one man coming towards them in the distance, and they're not sure who it is, but they say the following. Amar echad mehem. One of them says, Harini nazir shezepleni. If this guy is Pliny, is Yankel, then they all know Yankel, then I'm a Nazir. Another one says, Hareni Nazir Shenzi Pliny. I'm confident this is not Yankel, I'll be a Nazir if it's not Yankel. Then a third person turns to the first two and he says, Hareni Nazir Shechnikim Nazir. I'm a Nazir if one of you are going to be a Nazir. The fourth fellow says, I'm a Nazir Shein Echot Bekim Nazir. If neither of you are Nazir, then I will be a Nazir. The fifth fellow then turns to those two and says, I'm a Nazir if Sheshnechem Nazirim, if both of you are going to be Nazir. And the sixth one says to all of his friends, I'm a Nazir if Shekulchem Nazirim, if all of you will be Nazirim. Beshamay say, in this situation, Kulam Nazirim, every one of them is going to be a Nazir. Why? Because they all introduced their statements with the words Hareini Nazir. And once they say, behold, I'm a Nazir, all the ifs that comes after it, all the conditions fall aside. It's like even if they dependent or associated their Nazirus, their neder, their vow, with something that they were in error with, that it wasn't Yankel or it is Yankel, etc., doesn't matter. They're a Nazir, because Beis Shammai of the opinion, a Nazirus that is taken on by accident, but by Tos, by mistake, is still called Nazirus, just like Hektish Tos, Hektish, just like if I'm Maktish, if I sanctify something in error, it's still going to be Hektish. Ubeis Hillel Emrim, Eino Nazir, Ela Misha Loi Niskai Medvarim. Beis Hillel of the opinion that the only one who's a Nazir is, now, the way we have the Girus and Amishan, it's Ein maskir nazir elo misha loy niskar. The only one who's a nazir is the person whose words were not fulfilled. The condition wasn't satisfied. However, the Gemara corrects this girsa, and the Gemara edits our mission and says it should state einoi nazir elo misha niskaimu dvarav. The only one who's a nazir is the one whose words are fulfilled. In other words, who their condition was satisfied. So if the fellow said, I'm a Nazir, if this fellow is a Yankel, and if it's Yankel, he will be a Nazir. But the other fellow who said that it's even I'm a Nazir, if it's not Yankel, well, he won't be a Nazir. So each one will only be a Nazir if their condition is satisfied. They still are of the opinion that if a person made a mistake in his words, then he won't be a Nazir. In his assumption, he made a mistake, and he depended on Nazir, there won't be a Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Echad Mem Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon is the most lenient of all. He says, none of them are going to be a Nazir. Not one of them. Even the ones whose conditions were satisfied, and you'd think that would be a Nazir. What's the reason for Rabbi Tarfon? And the reason is because the Torah says, Ish ki yafli lindo ned a Nazir. When a man will express clearly to make a vow to take upon himself to be a Nazir. And the Chachamim learned that Nazirus, to be a Nazir, the obligation will only fall upon a person if he expresses his words in a clear understanding at the time that he is a Nazir. But if you attach a condition to your If a person attaches a condition to it, then he doesn't know if he's going to be a Nazir or not. And all of the cases in our mission, all six of the people that took upon the resolution to be a Nazir, are not sure if their condition will be fulfilled. So therefore, none of them will be a Nazir. Because at the time, you have to be definite that you're a Nazir and taking it upon. It can't be an if thing. It has to be a clear resolution that you're a Nazir. Otherwise, you're not a Nazir. Most Mefarshim learn the Mishnah this way. There are others who don't change the Girsa. There's another way of learning it, according to Abai in the Gemara. But we're going to leave that for now. There is another way of learning the Gemara, learning our Mishnah according to Abai. But we've learned it the way most Mefarshim do. As far as the reason of Rabbi Tarfon goes, some say that there's a different reason. Rabbi Tarfon says that he's very lenient, and then he says that neither of them will be a Nazir. And that is because he holds that these six of them, every one of them, didn't really mean to take upon themselves to be a Nazir, and that they would depend on a condition. No, that's not the case. Really, none of them wanted to be a Nazir. It's just that they were so confident that their assumption was right that they expressed it in that way. But it's what we call Nidrei Zeiruzin. It comes under the category of a neder made just to urge a person to do something or to emphasize something. And that is not considered a neder. That's how some explain Rabbi Tarfon. Mishnah Vav. This continues from the previous Mishnah, and it follows the Shitta of Beis Hillel, the opinion of Beis Hillel, who holds the only one who's a Nazir is the one whose conditions were met, was satisfied. Now, our Mishnah is going to continue talking about a case about what happens if we can never be sure if the conditions were satisfied. What happens then? What happens if the person coming towards the six people, who each one of them made this declaration, I bet that's this man, and if it is, I'm an Ozir, I bet it's not, and so on and so forth. If the man coming towards the six people went backwards, he went back, and now there's no way of knowing who that person was, and therefore no way of knowing which of these six people's conditions were satisfied. Ain't a Nazir. None of them will be a Nazir. We don't have to worry about maybe it was that person the condition was satisfied. Why? Because Sofek Nazirus L'Hakel. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds that when you're in doubt as to whether there is a declaration of a Nazir or not, we can be lenient and say, no, it's not a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon, however, says every one of them is going to be a Nazir, but as a Sofek. He holds a Sofek and Nazirus is L'Hakmer. We have to be strict and take on and say, yes, assume that he is a Nazir. But there is a problem. If he's a Nazir, in case he wasn't a Nazir and he just wants to take on the stringency, that's fine. But what happens when he brings the Karbonus at the end? You can't bring a Karbon if you're not really a Nazir. And that would be a serious Avera, Chulin Bazara, bringing a weekday ordinary animals into the Zara. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, yes, we have to be Machmer to make him take on the Zeros as to be Machmer. But what he should do is he should say as follows. Yomar, every one of the six of people who made this declaration or took upon themselves to this conditional Naziros should say, Im Hoya Kidvari, if it was like I said, that there was this man, that when I said the uncle, I assume it's uncle, then it was the uncle, and therefore I am a proper Nazir, then Hareini Nazir Chayva. I hereby declare that I am an obligatory Nazir because of the vow that I took. And then that's fine. Vim Lav, but he has to say the other side of the condition. And if it wasn't the uncle, it wasn't the person that I thought it was, and therefore I really am not a Nazir because of my neder, Hareini Nazir Nadava, then I'll be a voluntary Nazir, and I'll take upon myself Nazirus from now, and I'll be a Nazir only as a Nadava, as a free will gift. Now, why does Rabbi Shimon say you have to make this tonight, this condition? That's because otherwise, if he just doesn't make any condition and he brings it assuming that he was a Nazir, but if he really isn't, then he's bringing Chas v'Shalom Chulin Azara. He's bringing weekday ordinary animals into the temple area or into the Azara. That's forbidden, very, very big Azara.